This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, years ago, people who were having trouble losing weight would go to something called a fat farm. And on these fat farms, a wide variety of things would be done. You know, like, you know, wire shutting the mouth, coaching, not allowing them to reach for food. Even electricity was used. Well, scientists think that they have created a device that could actually zap you with electricity, making you not hungry, and cause you to lose weight. And the funny thing is the science is there. This can work. So this little device attaches to the stomach, and it tells the brain that it is full. And it gives these little gentle zaps of electricity. This has been a part of a Daily Mail. Now, the implant has not been named yet, but it becomes activated when the stomach naturally starts churning food during digestion. This generates electrical impulses that get delivered to the vagus nerve. Now, the vagus nerve links kind of the gut to the brain. Vagus nerve is responsible for a variety of things. But basically, with these little baby electrical impulses, it dupes the brain into thinking that the stomach is full even after a couple mouthfuls of food. Now, they've tested this on rats. And they showed in rats that the device reduced their food consumption by a third and caused them to lose 38% of their body weight, almost 40% of their body weight after just 15 days. Now, you don't have to leave it in there long term. Unlike a gastric band or bypass, you can easily remove the device. And you can, if there are side effects, take it out. The problem with that is if it only works when it's in, is it going to work when it's out? So they found in the study that the rat's eating habits and weight bounced almost immediately back. So the device is attached to the stomach. It activates by the stomach's natural churning motion. So it knows when the stomach is eating. That activates it. Then it generates little electrical pulses to the vagus nerve. And then the vagus nerve links the gut to the brain, sends a signal to the brain saying, look, I'm full. So the rat doesn't eat anymore after those few bites. So engineers at University of Wisconsin-Madison were led by Dr. Zudong Wang, who developed the device. And they carried out the study on rats and published in the scientific journal Nature Communications. Now, in the U.S., almost 100 million adults are obese. 100 million. That's about a third. In the U.K., 1 in 4 adults. 1 in 5 children are obese. So, half the rats in the study had the device surgically fitted to the surface of their stomachs. Okay. The animals started at an average weight of 250 grams. Their weight and food intake was then measured every other day for all 93 days. 15 days after the device was fitted, they found those with the implant ate around two-thirds of what the sham rats did. So they also had one that kind of gave a dummy signal that didn't work. So they lost 35% of their body weight in 18 days, which then rose and stayed at 38% for the remaining 75 days of the study. Now, there is an implant called Maestro. Maestro was approved by the FDA in 2015. The thing is Maestro is a bulkier device and needed batteries. Now, Dr. Luke Funk, a surgery professor at UW-Madison, said this is an advantage because changing the battery multiple times a week for an hour or so, you know, people don't like losing battery life. And many of them will just say, to heck with it. We're that type of society now where if we have to change a battery, we just forget the whole thing. I don't understand that. It's just changing a battery, people. But anyway. So this newly device has no electronics or complicated wiring, and it relies on the movement of the stomach to power internal generators. So you don't have to have an outside power source. And they say it's automatically responsive to our body function. So these little high-frequency zaps to the vagus nerve shuts down the communication. Oh, actually, the Maestro does high-frequency zaps. That could cause tissue damage. This one showed no safety concerns. Now, why am I making a big deal about this? Well, because I think they're onto something. The only way to combat obesity is to retrain the brain. That's the only way we're going to fix the smoking habit epidemic, the narcotic epidemic. And some of you are like, wait, Dr. Dahlia, we're already tackling the smoking epidemic. Oh, really? How? How have we cured ourselves of the smoking epidemic? Yeah, people are quitting smoking. But are they quitting smoking completely, or have they substituted it for something? The majority of them have substituted nicotine in other forms, either vaping, patches, etc. So we never officially tackled the tobacco problem or the nicotine addiction problem. Same thing with opioids and pain. And same thing with obesity. You know, I told you guys a few days ago or last week, eat things that don't taste good. If you continually eat things that don't taste good, you're not going to want to eat. Nope. Because once you get that whiff of chocolate or bacon or something yummy and you taste it, boom. It's like an addict. It's like once you start drinking again when you're supposed to be dry or you start using again, you can't control yourself. We have these reward centers of the brain. And so the cure to obesity and tobacco use and alcohol use and drug use and narcotic use is figuring out how to convince the brain that it doesn't want it. Maybe it's these little electrical zaps. Maybe it's a medication. I don't know. But we're going to go nowhere unless we figure out how to retrain the brain. Psychologically, this is something that's a gold mine if anybody could figure it out. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, I don't know about you guys, but report card day was never a good day. Even though I would get good report cards, my siblings wouldn't. And it was kind of a rough day in the house. It was a rough day for my friends. It was not a good day. And, if you weren't getting good grades, right? You know, parents would punish you, ground you, spank you, whatever. So, I never, even though I got good grades, were excited. I never got excited about report card day because I just knew my parents were going to get mad at one of us. Well, they're saying, this is an article, that it's pretty common among the United States where child abuse climbs after Friday report cards. According to ABC7.com, child abuse increases the day after school report cards are released, but only when their kids get their grades on Friday. That's a study in Florida. And they figured abuse might go up regardless of the specific day. But they say their study of reports to a child abuse hotline that included broken bones, burns, and other confirmed abuse found otherwise. An increase only occurred on Saturdays after a report card Friday. Now, overall rates were small. There were almost four times more cases on those Saturdays than on other Saturdays. No apparent connection between report cards and abuse was found on other days of the week. They say, anecdotally, we know a lot of parents will spank their children or use corporal punishment if they're unsatisfied with their schoolwork. That's according to University of Florida psychologist Melissa Bright, the lead author. And that punishment may become abusive when kids don't have school the next day. And parents think injuries might go more likely to go unnoticed, they say. That's according to the researchers. Noting that teachers are required to report suspected child abuse. Or it could be that severe punishment is most likely on weekdays when parents are too busy to focus on the report cards. But she acknowledged that those theories are all speculation and that the findings aren't proof. Now, this study was published Monday in JAMA Pediatrics. The researchers reviewed calls to a Florida child abuse hotline and school report card release dates in most of Florida's 67 counties during the 2015-2016 academic year. Nearly 2,000 cases of physical abuse in kids aged 5 to 11 confirmed by child welfare authorities were included. And they say there was an average of slightly more than 0.6 cases of abuse per 100,000 children on Saturdays after report card Friday compared to less on other days. In a state like Florida, the school-age population of just over 3 million kids, that could basically amount to 19 cases of report card-related abuse compared to 5 on other Saturdays. Outside experts noted study limitations, no evidence that kids were abused. You know, maybe it was just somebody claiming. So, obviously, corporal punishment, spanking, that's not anything we recommend. In the medical community, we don't recommend that at all. But I never understood why parents would get that mad over a report card. You know, okay, so I have kids. And I'll be very honest about what makes me mad and what doesn't make me mad. Okay? You know, if the kid, like, let's say, if my kid gets a bad grade, I don't really get mad. I mean, I have to tell myself, okay, get into the mommy zone. You need to, you know, encourage education. You need to not blow this off. But, I mean, it really doesn't make my blood boil if my kid doesn't get a good grade. You know, I try to find out why, right? You know, maybe we have to restrict some of the extracurricular activities. But, you know, and then I'll kind of give them a talk like, you know, education is really important to get a job. You know, that doesn't make me mad. Backtalking, that makes me a little mad. Breaking something of mine that was worth something, like in terms what's the word for it when you have something not of worth, but momentum, right? That will make me mad. And sometimes I'll get set off if they fight and hurt each other, because I got to protect one kid. And when another kid hurts the other kid, then I will start yelling. But grades, getting a C or a D or an F, that doesn't make me want to, you know, scream and rant. So then you wonder what's going on in these cases. And I know it's still a small amount, but I mean, you know, and I talk with my parents and I talk with my friends' parents. Why did it have to involve spanking? Why did it have to be such a big deal? Well, now maybe in that generation, the older generations, education was everything. And if your kid didn't take it seriously, they might not be able to get a good job, support themselves. And so messing up in school was something that was really, really severe. And maybe in this day and age, we're like, it's not a big deal because there's so many ways to get, you know, an education. If you don't, pass this time, you do it again. Now, if my kid did drugs, I would hit the roof. If my kids were drinking alcohol, if my kids were vaping, yeah. But I just don't have that passion or that emotion about their grades. And maybe I should step it up a little bit, But maybe it's also because as a doctor, I understand that certain people learn by certain ways. Just because you got an A on a math test doesn't mean you really know the math. I can't help my kids with my math homework. And I went all the way through Calculus 3 and above. I forgot even what the class was after Calculus 3. Analytical Algebra, I forget. But I just went all the way with math. But I forgot it all. Why? Because I only memorized for the test. Did I really understand what I was doing? Did I really understand why I was getting the area under the curve? Did I really understand why these formulas work? No, I didn't care. All I cared about was passing the test. But if you have a kid that really cares about the why, or they test about the why, they're not going to get the A's. And so, maybe it's because I understand getting good grades doesn't mean your kid's being bad or disrespecting you. Now, what I think is going on is people have anger issues. And they're always trying to find an outlet. They always want to take it out on somebody. And the easiest person in the family to take it out on are your kids. Because they have to be there. They can't run away. They do, a lot of them. But they can't run away. They have to still love you. They're your kid. And they can't fight back. Same thing with, unfortunately, with domestic abuse. People who get into fights and, they say, look, I set them off. It was my fault. And I go, well, what did you do? Well, I had gone shopping and there was something on the credit card. And I go, but you've gone shopping before. Yeah, but it must have been a bad day for him. When you do an action and you don't get a negative response, and then you do the exact same action and you do get a negative response, that's a problem with whoever's, in that power or that level of authority. So I think there's a lot of parents out there that use these grades or report cards subconsciously as a means to have their outlet. And they could get a whooping done or whatever. I don't know. And again, these are people that may be dealing with their own aggression, or maybe they were, beat as kids. I don't know. But the problem with this is the kids don't choose report card day. They don't really want a report card. And sometimes some of the grades are really subjective. I remember I was in school. It was a school in Nevada years ago. And I was in the fourth grade. And The assignment was something that was really, really long. And I found out that most of the kids in class just didn't do it. So the teacher's like, fine, we won't give credit. We won't give whatever. Fine. Forget it ever happened. I go, but wait a second. I actually did it. I worked my butt off on this. And it was like 50, 60 pages long. So I turn it in. She didn't even read it. She gave me like a B+. And so a lot of these grades are subjective. I'm the only one in the class that turned in an assignment that she gave, and all I get is a B+. Okay, when we come back, barbershops, how are they fighting blood pressure? You'll see, 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The El Paso sector of U.S. Customs and Border Protection now ordering an immediate medical assessment of the approximately 700 kids in its custody. Reports are the action comes after a second child from Guatemala died while under its protection. The 8-year-old was checked out of a hospital after being diagnosed as having a cold, but he died a short time later. A 7-year-old girl died while in Border Patrol custody a few weeks ago. The Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner saying of the death of the second child, the little boy.
It was actually a Border Patrol agent who noticed that the child did not appear to be well on the morning of Christmas Eve and made the decision to transport the child and the father to the hospital. And it was the emergency room doctors and nurses who made the decision to discharge the young boy.
Commissioner Kevin McAleenan was speaking on CBS this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So barbershops have gotten involved. This is interesting. On helping their clients lower their blood pressure, and this is a very fascinating study. This was published in the journal Circulation, and researchers led by the late Ronald Victor, a professor of medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, found that if you stationed pharmacists in barbershops, it significantly lowered the rates of hypertension among African-American men in the community. Over a year, men who got their hair cut at barbershops, where they could also see pharmacists who prescribed blood pressure-lowering medications, reduce their systolic blood pressure, the top number, the pumping pressure, by nearly 30 millimeters of mercury, compared to 7 millimeters among men who went to shops where barbers talked to their clients about blood pressure and encouraged them to see their doctors.
So getting the medicine right there in a barbershop lowered their blood pressure 30 points compared to 7 when a barber said, look, you got to go see your doctor. At the start of the study, all of the 319 men at 52 different barbershops in L.A. County had hypertension. Each shop was randomly assigned to either have a pharmacist visit every few weeks or to serve as a control in which the barbers encourage their clients to check their blood pressure and see their doctors. Now, as you know, African-American men are at higher risk of developing hypertension than people of other ethnicities. Now, in this article, according to Time Magazine, they blame it on they're likely to see their doctors for diagnosis and treatment. I also think there's also physiological changes like thicker arteries, and the thickness of the artery makes them more stiff, and also kidney health, heart health. So there's a lot of different physiological changes that African-American men may have compared to Hispanics, Caucasians. Everybody seems to have maybe different phenotypes based on genetics that code for how their arteries are going to be, their heart's going to be, etc. And so they claim that they think black men are more at risk for hypertension because they're less likely to go to a doctor. Now, Dr. Victor, who passed away in September, had conducted research in Dallas, testing the idea of using barbershops to reach more men in this at-risk population. Now, even though studies showed some benefit, it was minimal. So in Los Angeles, he added pharmacists who would be on site and have the authority to prescribe medications to treat hypertension. A study published in March in the New England Journal of Medicine found that black men who visited a barbershop in L.A. with a pharmacist-led blood pressure program had better blood pressure levels 6 months later. And they found that the positive changes were maintained for a year. So how were the pharmacists able to do that? Well, what they did is they made special arrangement with the men's primary care doctors. And it allowed the pharmacist to monitor the men's blood pressure. And then prescribe or adjust the medications as needed. So Chantel Blyer, one of the two pharmacists in the study and lead author of the paper, said doctors welcomed the opportunity to include her and her colleague in helping treat the patient's hypertension. They said there is such a shortage of primary care physicians that many are overwhelmed by their patient load. Many of the men in the study either had not seen a primary care doctor for over a year or did not have a regular physician. For the latter group, the study team worked with a local doctor who acted as the authorizing physician for the prescriptions. And blessings to him, because there's a lot of liability with this. So I'm wondering if the university offered to, back him up if there ended up being lawsuits of, mismanaging the blood pressure or somebody getting a stroke, etc. So the doctors recognized that the barbershop and the access to the pharmacist would help more people with high blood pressure receive proper care and treatment. Blyler and her colleagues set up appointments at the barbershop and saw their patients every few weeks, taking their blood pressure, running simple blood tests from like a finger prick, and then talked to them about the importance of low-sodium diet and exercise. Many of the men ended up coming to see the pharmacist at the barbershop, even if they weren't scheduled for a haircut, although they wouldn't necessarily schedule an appointment, though, with the doctor's office. Well, they claim, Blyer says, that the barbershop is a social hub for black men, unquote. She said a lot of times you walk in, people are hanging out, not getting their hair cut, but watching TV, or watching a game or playing cards, and it's easy to convince them to come see me for 30 minutes. So now they're going to plan a similar program in Nashville, Tennessee. They're working with colleagues at Vanderbilt University to set up a study and collect data to compare the results from Los Angeles. If those results are as positive, the barbershop blood pressure program could serve as a model for how to reach people who traditionally don't use the healthcare system. So what's going on right now? What they've identified is a problem we have in healthcare, which many of us are just as guilty of, women, men, etc., where we don't want to go to the doctor. We don't want to go to the doctor. We don't want to pay to go to the doctor. We don't want to sit around and go to the doctor. We don't want to talk to a doctor. We don't want our medical records put into a computer. People do not want to go to the doctor. And so these health issues, where it's an art to manage blood pressure, it's an art to manage diabetes. You can't just do it half-assed. I mean, you have to really be on top of it, watch nuances. That's not really appreciated in this day and age. And some people don't care.
So the idea of a low-sodium diet and exercise, the pharmacist is right on. A low-salt diet can help. Now, not everybody, though. Low-salt diets help decrease fluid retention. But if your blood pressure is not high because of fluid overload, but it's high because you have stiffer vessels or because of your angiotensin-renin system from your kidneys, low-salt diets won't necessarily cure your blood pressure. It's important, but there's other mechanisms in play. Same thing with beta blockers and heart rate. Beta blockers will lower the heart rate. But if your heart rate is already kind of normal and low, and your blood pressure is high, it may not be a heart rate issue. So pharmacists, luckily, are fantastic when it comes to the pharmacology of medication. Pharmacists actually know more about the medications than doctors do. So I am very comfortable with pharmacists, you know, manipulating medicine and titrating and doing that. But somebody with high blood pressure, who's talking to them about stroke? Who's examining the eyes? Who's doing an EKG or examining their heart? Who's examining their cholesterol? Who's examining them for diabetes? And who is watching kidney disease? Finger prick tests are nice, and they check for blood sugar, and maybe they could check for cholesterol, but it's not the whole gamut of testing needed. What if somebody has high blood pressure? What if somebody has low thyroid? Many African Americans lose their potassium. We talked about this, where potassium is one of the reasons why fruits and vegetables are so healthy is because they provide potassium. And African-American populations seem to lose more potassium than other populations. And so we'll sometimes give a water pill or a diuretic for fluid overload, and that causes them to lose potassium even more. Now, I understand, going to the barbershop, a lot more benign. Hopefully you don't have to pay. You don't have a long wait. If you do have a wait, you're hanging out with your buddies. I think it's a fantastic idea to provide medical services in areas that don't really seem medical. The only problem is it's not the full gamut of what needs to be done. And African Americans are at high risk of heart disease, high risk of stroke, high risk of prostate cancer, high risk of colon cancer, high risk of breast cancer. We cannot allow this idea of, okay, you know what? As long as you went to the pharmacist, you're good. Mean you had your full gamut of your physical. I can't tell you how many people said, oh, yeah, I had a work physical, so I'm good. I don't have to come in and see you for a physical, doc. I'm like, well, what did the work physical do? Did they do a pap smear? Did they do a prostate check? Oh, no. They just took my blood pressure. Well, that's not a physical. You see? The 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So RoboCop-style security guards are now being tested in an L.A. shopping mall. These are RoboCop security guards that could record video and detect mobile devices, and again, are not manned or womaned. It's a robot security guard on patrol at a shopping center in Los Angeles. It has a 360-degree camera, Wi-Fi, and can read license plates. I keep forgetting that there's cameras everywhere. You know, and I'll be like, oh man, I gotta fit, you know, my underwear is starting to bunch up. So I'll go, like, you know, around a corner, okay, and try to fix my underwear. And there's a camera on the other side seeing that. Or I'll try to fix my bra strap, right? And I get there has to be cameras. So people can see if there's, you know, shoplifters. But I really worry about how many times somebody has caught me on camera pick my nose or scratch or something, you know?
Anyway, or, you know, check to see if my deodorant's working, you know? Anyway, they say the RoboCop-style guard is capable of picking up video footage and sending information back to security headquarters so they can respond quickly. It is equipped with a 360-degree camera, Wi-Fi sensing units, and can stream live video, read license plates, and detect people. The bot operates autonomously and looks like a cross between a Dalek from Doctor Who and the main character in WALL-E. Eva? WALL-E. It looks like Eva. The objective of the machines is to differentiate between a harmless passerby and a possible criminal. Oh, I would be waving to it. I'd be like, hey, hi. I'd be flirting with it. I'd have a lot of fun. The retailer says the robot will begin patrols at the Block Open Air Plaza in downtown L.A. in 2 weeks. It does not have a name yet, but the owners of the retail outlet have opened a competition to give the robot a name and the winner getting a gift certificate. Now, you see what they're doing? They want the public to look at this as a toy and calm down, not freak out about it. But these things worry me. I just, whether they're taking over jobs or whether they're spying on us, you know, having your every move photographed. You know, you wonder why people do a lot of online shopping. Did anybody think maybe it's this? They don't want to be on camera. They don't want to be seen. They don't want every move videotaped. Bad pictures being taken of them. You know, if somebody wants to buy hemorrhoid cream or yeast infection cream, that whole transaction is caught on camera and video for life. At any other store. Now, you do it online, yeah, technically there's a Google history and there's, you know, a history. But at least you could claim, well, I bought it for somebody in the family. You really don't have a lot of privacy anymore. Many of us are just okay with it. I'm like, all right, fine. If I got to buy tampons or, you know, toilet paper or douche or air fresheners or deodorant or whatever, fine. Yeah, you know, no big deal. But to a lot of people, that's kind of private. So, quote unquote, this new employee is also part, which is also in part an information directory for shoppers, was first introduced to the public over the weekend. It will need time to familiarize itself with this new home before it becomes fully operational. So the Silicon Valley startup Nightscope manufactures the bots similar to the one deployed in L.A. The tech company was founded in 2013 by a former police officer. This was after the Sandy Hook tragedy. The company says that the aim of the robot is not to replace human police officers and private security guards, but to provide a fill-in for blind spots. Now, initially, I do believe that. I do. They say, we really like the fact that this kind of cutting-edge technology is picking up video footage. It's picking up MAC addresses, they say. They say the shopping center's general manager says the robot will not take away jobs, but rather improve what's already available. And you know what? Let's say somebody really believes that jargon, you know, and they're like, you know what? This is just going to, you know, help humans do a better job. I think initially they're not going to fire security guards because, again, if the bot picks something up, you got to deploy humans to do something. But I really do think this sort of technology is going to be completely taking over so many markets that humans manned. I really do. They say the robots have been deployed under dangerous bridges in San Francisco, crime-ridden public parking lots, homeless encampments, to identify criminals without putting law enforcement at risk. Last October, robot cops were deployed around New York City. Now, that raised questions about privacy concerns, and all data is stored in the cloud. But Nightscope insisted that the information is secured and is only seen by the security agency controlling the robot. Well, that's still not private. You scratching yourself is still seen by somebody. They say the robots are also increasingly being used in select cities around the U.S. at venues including malls, hospitals, stadiums, warehouses, etc. Now, can these be hacked? Absolutely. You know, little toy robots could be hacked.
They say security research firm IOA Active also conducted a study last year that found roughly 50 vulnerabilities in robots produced by many popular vendors. The machines studied include robots from SoftBank Robotics, UBTech, etc. And they found insecure communications, authentication issues, missing authorization, weak cryptography, privacy issues, weak default configuration, and vulnerable open source robot frameworks and libraries. So what does that mean? That means these things could get hacked. So if you have robots on military missions or performing surgery or building skyscrapers, these things, or in a house, in a home, they could be hacked. I mean, we already hear about baby monitors being hacked. You know how scary that is? And none of us want that. I mean, look, I have an Apple Watch. We were just told a few weeks ago that the ambassador to Saudi Arabia was killed and everything was recorded on his Apple Watch, which means the Apple Watch is recording everything. When you go to the bathroom, when you sneeze, when you burp, when you have sex, it's recording everything, but we still keep him on a wrist. Because I guess we hope, it's not going to happen to us. You know, there was a study saying people will miss their smartphone more than their friend. I need to find that for later this week. But despite what we know technology can do and despite the fear, we still want it. It's like a drug. We think it is so cool that you could talk to your phone and say, hey, Siri, find me a phone number or order pizza or whatever. There we go.
I can help you find restaurants if you turn on location services.
Thank you, Siri. Okay, you see what I mean? Siri! Okay, that phone was at least 3-4 feet away.
I'm not sure I understand.
Siri, shut up. So, that's crazy. We want that technology. We know the risks. And yet we want technology that is better than a human. You guys asked for this. You asked for non-human security. You asked for it, now you got it, and you're never going to get rid of it. You guys asked for electronic medical records. You hated doctors' handwriting. You wanted, and understandably so, you wanted some reproducibility of your records. If you go to an ER in New York or you end up in a doctor's office in Idaho, you want your medical records accessible. So you asked for electronic records. Well, fine. Now, good, you got it. But now your electronic records can be read by somebody who's hacking and from another foreign country. So we can't get our cake and eat it too. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.